This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg did a little bit of a climb down today, saying his company is going to prohibit hate speech in its advertisements. Now, with a nod to the reality that correlation is not necessarily causation, one is obliged to observe here that the pressure has been growing on Facebook, as civil rights groups have called on companies and brands to cut their ads on Facebook and Facebook-owned Instagram. Companies have responded, first Ben & Jerry's and Patagonia, then yesterday Verizon, and today Unilever, which owns Dove and Hellman's and Lipton Tea. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab looked into how all this might play out.
Here's a fact you might not know.
Something around 99% of Facebook's revenues come from advertising.
Nicole Perrin is with eMarketer. Facebook brought in more than $17 billion in ads last quarter. And Perrin says on average, brands spend a quarter of their ad budgets on social media. So this could put a dent in Facebook's revenue. But it could also put a dent in these brands' reach. Facebook says almost 3 billion people use its platforms. Combine that with its power to target specific users, and it's hard to tell how long brands can stay away.
In a way, this is a little bit of an experiment in finding out about that.
Jennifer Greigel, a communications professor at Syracuse University, says we've reached a tipping point with social media and corporate responsibility, and brands are starting to take action.
Ultimately, it's probably good for the bottom line of the company, and it speaks to, you know, what's happening here in the United States.
The pandemic, protests over racism and inequality, an upcoming election. People are watching these pivotal issues play out on Facebook, and companies are questioning how they're seen when their ads live right next to that content. But brands do much more on Facebook than place ads. Customer service, promoting their own pages, gathering reviews. And all of that contributes to the other thing Facebook needs to make money, people. Jessica Liu is with Forrester. She says, as a brand,
you're bringing eyes and you're contributing noise.
Liu says brands may have enough power to try to sway Facebook's policies. What's unclear is if those brands have enough power to grow without the platform itself. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.